What's great, everybody? Don't hate everybody. Hoping everything is straight, everybody. Yeah. It's your boy, Mr. Dirty Ball. Remember, the dirtier the ball, the dirtier it gets. I'm here with my bro, Miguel, today. Tell him what's good, Miguel.
What's good, everybody?
Yeah. So what you been up to, Miguel? Just chilling?
Just chilling.
Yup, being here, working there. You know how it goes. Yeah. Fuck.
Enjoying this weather.
This...
Not really, because my allergies are like,
I know, you got those allergies, huh?
Yeah.
What? Tell the... Man, you got those allergies from doing that...
The farming?
Yesterday?
Tuesday when I was baling that Timothy.
What were you doing on the farm?
I was baling some Timothy, and then that thing's like kind of strong.
Yeah.
So like all the dust kind of goes in your cab of the tractor.
Yeah.
And then you're like breeding that thing, and it makes it hard.
What kind of tractor do you use for that shit?
I was joining the KSIH with the Freeman Baler.
Freeman Baler?
Yep.
Damn. Freaking, you were showing me them videos about that bull riding earlier.
Oh, yeah, the one that got...
That almost got hit in the head. Yeah, that shit's crazy.
Come on, go try it out and see what's...
Ride some Broncos, some fucking stallions.
Yeah, there you go.
Damn, would you get a horse?
Yeah, I'll buy one.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right, check this. Would you rather get ran over by a horse, like a horse just runs straight at you and knocks you down and runs you over?
Uh-huh.
Or you rather get knocked down by, like, a cow or just running hella fast at you, knock you down?
When I was a little kid,
yeah.
I forgot what age, I got hit by a donkey on my ribs.
A donkey?
Yeah.
How, it kicked you?
Yeah.
When you're a little kid?
When I was a little kid, so...
How old were you, bro?
Maybe like around 5, 6.
Fuck.
So I'll probably say maybe a horse, because cows might have horns or something.
Yeah, true shit. So, might stab you.
Yeah.
Damn, I didn't know you got kicked by a donkey, bro.
Yeah, it's right here on the rib.
Did you have to go to the hospital or anything? Or you get, like, anything broken, ribs broken?
I don't think so. I was little, so... And then I crack open my hand, like, one
inch. What?
Because we were, like, chilling under, like... Sitting on the truck.
Yeah.
But, like, on the wheel, you know?
Yeah.
And then there was a little kid on top, and threw, like, a... You know that thing that take out the wheels, how they call?
What?
There's a barrel cross? You know the one that is like this?
So I know what you're talking about, yeah.
So he threw one of those, and it landed on my hand.
He threw that shit at your hand?
Like, open a little bit. Like, oh,
shit. Fuck, that's fucked up.
I know.
You were bleeding and shit, huh?
Yep.
Got stitches?
I don't know, I was little, I can't remember a lot. Yeah, that's what happened, little Danny.
What's your favorite thing about being on the farm, bro?
Oh, shit. Everything.
Everything, huh?
I enjoy everything.
On your days off, you like to go on the farm and relax, huh?
Yep.
Just enjoy that weather. But damn, they got you those allergies this time, fuck.
I got 10 hours.
10 hours at the farm?
10. My dad got 20.
Damn.
In one day.
Like, you showed me that picture that freaking... They said, when's our day off?
Never. We're farmers.
Yeah, farmers don't get a day off.
Yep.
If you could, you'd be there every day, huh?
I will.
Yeah?
I will. Hitting those cows, driving those tractors and all that.
Sheesh. When you about to get some cattle soon or anything?
I kind of want to.
Yeah.
Start my own.
Your own shit.
Business.
Yeah. You know about starting your own business?
Kinda.
What? Kinda. What do you know so far? What you gotta do, bro?
Save up money.
But you're pretty good at saving that money, huh?
A little bit. You know how it is. Yep.
Sometimes you gotta spend that money on that coffee.
On that coffee shop,
on those, to feed those chickens.
Oh, yeah.
Yup. How are those lambs, bro?
They're pretty big.
Yeah?
Yup.
All right.
I've been feeding them good. We've been They're getting bigger.
Yeah.
Fat.
Alright.
So I still have like 2 more months for the fair.
For the fair to get them ready and shit. How much money do you usually make at the fair?
Like, it depends. Sometimes you can make 800, 100, up to 1,200.
Alright, alright, quit. Cattle. Enough with all the fandom. Here is something random. So we're at that shit right now. Checking out those Tinder Golds and shit. That shit's not worth it, fam. We're looking at the reviews and shit. And to everybody out there, that shit is not worth it. 15.
Don't waste those 15 bucks.
Don't waste that 15. Hell. Just go out and meet some real women, huh?
Like,
go to the fair.
Speaking about the fair.
Sheesh.
Or nightclubs. I don't know what nightclubs are these days, dude.
Yeah. Where do you think you can find some good lady? You think you can find some good woman at the fair, maybe?
Like what kind?
I don't know. What Mexican, kind? I feel like all women go to the fair, though.
Oh. It depends, like...
I might try to get me a little bag, a little something at the fair. You know
what I mean? So, you know, they have, like, their play area. I don't know how they call it.
Where?
Where they have their games and all that shit.
Yeah.
Rides and all that shit.
Yeah.
So, right there, you can see, like, all kinds. But you go all the way to, like, where there's the farm thing.
You
like,
see those cowgirls?
You see those white girls and all that stuff.
Yeah.
There's cowgirls and other little things.
Yeah.
You go to the rodeo.
Do you be staying there? What? Like, when you go to the, you stay the night there? You know how some people stay the night
there? No, I don't stay the night because, like, I don't know. Mm. I don't feel like it, you know?
Damn.
It's not the same.
Yeah, you would rather just go home, huh?
Yeah. So, I'm there the whole week, little Danny.
For real.
From start to end. A day before and after.
Yeah?
Yep. Because I have to set up. And then after I have to clean up and
is it always guaranteed that someone's gonna buy your animals or
usually everybody sells their animals but
sometimes they
different
don't
prices and all that.
Yeah.
But everybody buys your animal. So
alright, so we're gonna talk about how has life changed from life on the farm to when you moved over here. To
work here?
To Pasco, yeah. Like, how did your life change, bro?
Oh, shit. It's been a big challenge, to be honest.
Yeah? Why?
Because it's like...
A lot of shit. Different shit. It's way different. Huh?
Way different. So, usually, I don't live here, so I'm just, like, staying here.
Yeah.
But it's still... pretty much like different than over there because over there it's kind of like more freedom I guess than right here.
Over there do you freaking you can't like order up some pizza and shit can you?
No, you have to go pick it up yourself if you want some. I don't know. I have never tried that.
You were telling me last time your closest neighbor out there is like a mile away.
Yep.
Fuck. That's kind of a mission.
But I have one next to us, but like...
Yeah.
He's like an older guy. They're never there.
But at least you got all that land out there by them dirt bikes and
shit. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I found out there's a track close to my house that I can drive some dirt bikes and all that stuff.
A dirt bike track?
Yeah.
Damn,
yeah.
I might have to... Well, I'm gonna pull up. Shoot.
Yeah, fuck it.
Went from dirt broke to riding dirt bike. You know, you know how it goes.
Yeah.
To get that check. Sheesh.
You already know.
For real. So like this morning, it was all raining, windy.
Now it's kind of.
And now it's like clearing up.
You know.
You never know what the weather around here.
Especially. It should be like 100 something, 90 something.
Yeah.
And right now it's like raining, cloudy, windy. Like, doesn't make no sense.
It doesn't. And it's supposed to be summer. That's the thing.
Yeah,
too.
There we go.
It's already supposed to be summer.
Yeah.
I know this weather needs to clear up so we can head up there fishing again, bro.
Hell yeah.
We got, you think we should go to the same spot or find a new spot this time?
The same spot was all right.
The same spot. Yeah. There was lots of fish there. They weren't. It was just windy as fuck. Yeah,
we didn't know what to use, though, too.
Yeah.
Because you saw, they're pretty much jumping in another bit.
They were
too,
jumping, yeah. What do you know much about fishing?
Not a lot. I'm not a big.
How old were you first caught a fish, bro?
Little
kid or what?
Yeah, I was like around 11, 12.
12? Damn, you know what? I'm gonna go back to the other shit I was talking about, like how was it when you moved over here for the first time, you know? Like, when you moved over here, did you wish that you would be back at home on the ranch and shit?
Yes.
Yeah.
Right here, there's not a lot of space behind our house.
Yeah.
I mean, the house I'm staying.
Yeah.
There's like maybe a couple feet.
Yeah.
Over there, miles of.
Miles of shit.
Grass and land that you can ride or do whatever you want to do over there. Shoot.
You said there's coyotes and shit over there.
Yeah.
Me. How's those lambs? Make sure them coyotes don't get the lambs.
Usually they don't, because, like, we kind of have a dog that kind of scares them. So, like, they don't get coyotes, they don't get close to your house pretty much. Once in a while, but, like, not really.
Yeah.
Because, like, we used to have chickens, and then they...
They will eat them?
They all ate them pretty much.
Damn, so, all the chickens pretty much?
Yeah.
Fuck.
I know.
Your chickens lay hella eggs?
This ones I have right now, not really.
Nah.
No, because I only have like three.
Are they always laying eggs, or it's just like a certain time where they're laying eggs?
There's always, except for the winter, I think.
Fuck.
Or I think, except for the winter.
What do you do with all your animals in the winter? How does the farmer take care of all his animals when it's cold outside for them?
We have like, for our chickens, we have like a little house. That they stay
a little chicken coop thing.
Yeah, for our lambs we built this house. Well, my mom and my brother built this house.
Yeah,
for them, kind of like a little shade.
Yeah.
But for the winter, I don't have my lambs.
Oh, cause they're sold at the fair.
Yeah.
Then you don't get them until like around.
Like around this time.
Yeah.
It was last month when I got rent.
Yeah.
When I told you, yeah.
Get that hitch.
I got another one.
You got another hitch?
Remember the dots?
Yeah.
That one.
You took it?
Yep, I
took
it. I mean, nobody's gonna use it. I don't think the truck is still here.
It's not.
See,
I think it's gone. I cleaned it.
They sold it?
Yeah.
Yeah. What else you wanna talk about, little Danny?
Let's see, what's good? What else do I got on my list of stuff? To discuss
girls,
you can never get wrong talking about those hot girls. I'm trying to find me a little, you know, little girl, a little wifey, you know. I'm trying to actually get a kid.
Are you on the kid already?
I'm trying to get a kid or something, bro, because I need something to make me
happy. Motivated?
Yeah. I need a little best friend. Yeah, motivated. Make me get on my shit. Sometimes I be slacking. I need a little homeboy or homegirl.
Something.
What would you do? You get that kid? Will you get a kid right now or nah?
Wait. Yeah, I'll probably wait because like what Tenen told me.
What did he tell you?
I like get married before, when you... Oh, shit, get... Don't get married right now because we're young and then we have to kind of enjoy life.
Yeah.
And once you get married, it's like a way different life already, you know?
Yeah.
So.
You plan to get married someday, dog?
Yeah, probably like passing 26. I'll call you good, little Danny.
26? You would get married?
Yeah.
What's your type? What's your type of woman you going for? What you think? What type of girl you see yourself with when you're 26?
I don't know, something maybe cowgirl, I guess.
Yeah.
Something like that. Like, can understand how.
They can understand your life and shit, huh? Yeah,
just in case I start my own stuff.
You think like a girl like that would be able to help you run your businesses and shit?
Yeah, cause like, of course they want some money, you know, little Danny. So you're not gonna just hand her that money. You have to make it work a little bit.
Yeah,
you know?
Something you want that. You want that type of girl that's gonna be working hard, huh?
Yeah.
You know any girls like that? You got any in mind or not right now? You looking?
Not right now. I used to like. You just yesterday.
Like yesterday. Fuck. So what exactly happened yesterday, dog?
Fuck, this Danny. So, alright, so I was talking to her and all that.
Uh-huh.
Kinda been nerd since high school.
Yeah.
I think she's still in high school, like, she'll be a senior.
Yeah.
So, I kinda know her for a long time and then all this shit. And then they kinda invite her to the movies or like go eat or something.
Yeah.
And like, she was like, I'm talking to another guy, like, what the fuck, then you should have just let me before it.
But she was all answering you back, messaging you and shit. See, that's why I don't get. Like, why do bitches be freaking doing that shit, like, all entertaining you and, like, talking, replying back to you, and then all of a sudden hit
when
you
you're
with
like,
that.
Yeah.
I got a boyfriend, I'm talking to someone.
When you're trying to, like kind of make something with them, like, something.
Like, you shouldn't have responded to me in the first place.
Or tell you, I'm kind of talking to someone.
Yeah.
Or something like that, let you know.
Yeah,
you know?
To let you know before you put in that effort, waste your time, waste your money.
Your words.
Waste your words.
Everything, little Danny.
For real. They just need to get a grip or something, huh?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like that's kind of... I don't know, freaking some hoish ways a little bit, you know? Fuck.
Sometimes, like, I don't get them, little Danny.
Why not?
It's just... This is like, I'm single and all that shit. And then, like, some of you, like, start texting her and all that. And they come up with that stuff, like...
Besides those ones that be trying to catfish... people for that for that money.
The girl with the homie in jail.
Or those ones with the freaking
that they want your account.
Yeah, there was like three girls that hit you up in the same day wanted or something, huh? Wanting that, saying their uncle or something.
They needed my account.
Yeah, some fucking fraud ass shit.
Hey, that's the
sponsorship. For real.
You never know, little Ben.
You never know with anything, dude.
So Karen just came and talked to me and told me to ask you guys when you guys are done and not doing anything, if you guys can pick up like some of the trash from the dealer. It's like there's like cardboard and crap everywhere.
Oh yeah, from all that wind yesterday probably, huh?
We'll just do stuff for later and we'll do that.
Yeah. All right. Yep, sounds good.
Yeah.
Fuck, yo.
The big bus, you can help us too.
Everything fucking... I know, the big bus,
Karen.
Damn, I was trying to have this good podcast without anything for work, dog. And the big boss comes through trying to tell us what to do. Just chilling me and you. God damn.
I forgot what we're talking about.
We on that clean for delivery. Fuck it. Alright then. Let's just cut it for the day. You know what? We might hop back later. We might hop back sometime. You never know what's good with us, honestly. Until next time, this has been the Focal Point Podcast. Hope everything's straight. Everybody don't hate everybody. Everybody stays great. Everybody. All right, it's been your host, Mr. Dirty Boy, with my co-host. What's your name, bro? Tell him, let him know.
Miguel.
The homie Miguel right here. The good work, homie. You already know. Ain't shit. Always having that fun, bro. You already know how it goes. All right, then. We'll We can catch y'all later next time. Our bad for the interruption. Fuck. Let's get it.